Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Friends monkey, Marcel, is set to return to TV. The monkey actually is a female and named Katie and is set to start in the new FX adaption of Brian K. Vaughan's graphic novel, Why the Last Man. So the monkey, Katie, rose to fame as Marcel, the beloved sidekick to Ross Geller on Friends. I think that's super, super funny and cute. In a new promotion for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe asked Kim what kind of work she's doing with Paris Hilton. And Kim talks about Paris's music video, Best Friend's Ass. And she also talks about their friendship and their relationship.
I really would want to do anything for her. She literally gave me a career. And I like totally acknowledge that. I'm trying to get everything done.
No, I know.
But I would drop it for her. Because
I'm just saying
that's important to me to be loyal to people.
It will go a long way.
I think that is super, super sweet. DJ Mark Ronson and SoulCycle have canceled their upcoming event at Webster Hall. Mark was expected to DJ the Sound by SoulCycle concert on August 27th, but in light of the backlash surrounding the billionaire boss of Equinox and SoulCycle's support of President Donald Trump, both groups said it was best to cancel. So a rep for SoulCycle said, "We will no longer be hosting our Sound by SoulCycle concert with Mark Ronson on August 27th. The cult fitness company has invited its instructors to teach a community free ride no charge to support a cause of their choice. In light of the controversy where boss Stephen Ross organized a fundraiser in the Hamptons for the president, both SoulCycle and Equinox issued statements separating themselves from Ross's beliefs and his fundraiser. Equinox also announced it would be donating $1 million to 5 different charities.
See, here's my thing. Like, I get, like, if you don't want to, like, donate money to something because the head person, like, the owner of, at the end of the day, they support a cause you don't agree with. But then again, what about all the other people that work there that are affected underneath of it? It's like, okay, you're going to boycott it or not use it. What about, like, if Liv works there and she has a different agreement than the owner?
Right.
Or a viewpoint.
Right.
So I get that, but it's like, it's a slippery slope about what you're doing because it affects a lot of people.
Right. I mean, if anything, they're just donating like crazy right now to try to like get ahead of this, which that's not a bad thing either, you know?
Donate to me. I need some money.
Juicy J took to social
media. Yes! I know what you're
going to say. That 3-6 Mafia is returning after a long hiatus. He wrote, 3-6 Mafia reunion tour. He also shared a poster for the upcoming tour. Tickets on sale Friday, August 23rd. The tour, dubbed The Return of 3-6 Mafia, will feature Juicy J, DJ Paul, Gangsta Boo, and Crunchy Black, along with special guests DMX, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Project Pat, Lil White, and LaChat.
Oh,
how excited are you, Joe?
I am beyond excited. Last time I got to see Bone Thugs and Harmony was a long time ago, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, when I
all those
honestly,
other artists too.
When I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, Joe's going to freak out.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning.